You know, sometimes we have to preach to ourselves. The message sounds way too good to be true, that the God of all the universe would look upon worms like us, redeem us, wash us, cleanse us. And then when we continually sully ourselves, he still lovingly disciplines us and continues his sanctifying work upon us. We wouldn't do that for others, and yet the God of all the universe does that for us. And so it's foreign to us that we have to actually preach it to ourselves to remind our souls of this great reality. And sometimes the best way to remember and to preach a sermon to yourself is to sing it. So I want to put you on to a new song that's taken from Psalm chapter 42. It says something like this. It says, "For so long I've pled and prayed, God, come to my rescue. But even so the thorn remains, still my heart will praise you. Storms within my troubled soul, questions without answers. On my faith these billows roll, God, be now my shelter. Why are you cast down, my soul? Hope in him who saves you. And when the fires have all grown cold, cause this heart to praise you." And then the chorus says, "O my soul, put your hope in God, my strength, my source, my salvation." We can continually praise the Lord even when the discipline is taking place in our life, because we know that his love has not failed us, that he is there with us to continually sanctify us. And so continue to hope in the Lord. As you pray today, please remember Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our national changemakers in the Cape Verde Islands. And also remember the Matumbi Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.